the Finance Committee of the Town of Discovery Bay to order. Could I have the roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken on the record, but that all members are present.
Great. This is the time for public comments. If there's anybody that, this is the meeting, regular meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Finance Committee. If there's anybody on the line that may want to speak with regards to public comment, that would be anything not on the agenda. This is the time for that. Is there anybody on the line that would like to make any general comments of non-agendized items? Well, just to help me out, is there anybody on the line at all? Please respond by saying, I'm here. Okay. Moving on to approval of the minutes.
Motion.
Second. Aye.
Aye.
Presentations, finance. Am I reading the right thing here?
Yes, you are. We're going to take no update.
Okay. So let's talk about bylaws and time changes, Mr.
Yes.
General Manager.
Yes. Good afternoon. Nice to see you.
Hey, how's it going?
Staff met with both the Finance Committee and the Internal Operations Committee, and it was determined that it would be more functional and more reasonable to switch committee times. In order to do so, we have to change the bylaws to change the new times. So this matter is being brought to you with a amended bylaws to change the time from 3:30 of the Finance Committee meeting to 4:30 for the Finance Committee meeting. And then the same is going to be done at the Internal Ops meeting today, is to switch those times in the bylaws. So your vote to approve this will henceforth make the meetings begin at 4:30.
Motion to approve.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item number two, we are going to table for now because we would like to get input from the Park and Rec Committee meeting before we decide what funds are available. Let's just see what the proposal is so we have an idea. There's a wide range in numbers there. So we're going to table that item and move on to number three. Fiscal year draft budget review. Julie, this will be fun.
Good
afternoon.
Members of the committee, before you is the preliminary budget for the Town of Discovery Bay CSD 2021. Once final, the Board of Directors will adopt the fiscal year budget for 2021-2022. I have also prepared a first look at the 2022-2023 for the committee and the board to review. I would like to begin with the water, wastewater budget. Page one.
Sounds good.
Water and wastewater. While both departments are tracked separately, they share many expenses. The standard allocation in the past and in this current budget has been 40% for the water department and 60% for the wastewater department. Starting with the water revenue. Water revenue decreased year over year. The decrease is due to fewer connection and capacity fees in FY 2021, those things are tongue twisters for me, sorry guys, and FY 2022. In the previous financial years, we had received the final build out of some of the development, and I have no new development built into the current budget. Revenue.
Connection fees, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, connection and capacity fees.
Okay.
That's the main reason that the total budget is down.
So the only time that's going to change is if and when Pantages comes on, and if and when, well, Newport's moving forward, I mean, what's it called?
Newport.
Is it Newport?
Mm-hmm.
Newport.
Newport Place, I don't know.
Newport Point.
Newport Point, thank you. It is coming on because I think that's already gone through its environmental impact, EIR. That will obviously adjust again because we'll get a few capacity fees. But at some point, it's gonna flatline, because that stuff's just not gonna happen anymore, and we're getting there, is what you're saying, I guess.
Yeah, and the single lots are down to double digits.
Yeah, exactly. Well, out here, yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, out here.
Like 14. No, there's more than double digits, because there's 11 of them across the street from my house, so there may be 14 in the whole town, I don't know. Okay, moving on.
So revenue, with the exception of connection and capacity fees, is generated three ways. I'd like to take your attention to account 5102, which is the SCC collections account charge. This is the residential account. This is where the account charge for the water accounts that are billed on the tax roll. Currently, the residential unit for FY 2022 is $266.64 for each residential housing unit. That's not a condo, that's just a regular house. Note that the account charge for commercial accounts is billed separately, and that will be in account 6086. And those are billed on the monthly bill. We don't have that many commercial accounts, so the majority of them.
So there's no tax base for that, for commercial?
No tax base,
okay.
No. They pay on a monthly basis. The second revenue stream is the water usage in account 6000. Actual usage by all customers is billed monthly. For fiscal year 2022, we will be billing $2.34 a unit, up from $2.26 a unit. I have kept this number relatively flat to last year's budget. As we get closer to the end of the year, I may move that number up. This is a conservative estimate. I am, excuse me, I'm getting a little tongue-tied here. I'm not sure why.
Relax, we're all friends.
I know. The 2022 is getting me. I've kept it flat because I don't want to increase that number and give us false hope for the budget for the next year. So I'm taking a conservative stance. I think the number will remain fairly flat. We are coming into a dry year. I think there'll be some conservation. So I don't want to raise that number. I'm going to be looking at the usage in the months of March, April, and May, analyzing that and see if we need to move that number up. But for the purposes of this budget, that number is flat. The associated cost with water usage is pretty low. We don't pay for the water as we pump it out. We pay for the electricity to put extra water through the system, but there is no fixed charge that goes with that. Any questions on water usage? Okay.
Nope.
Meter installation fee is the third major area of revenue for the water department. This is where we charge the $8.01 a month for the meter, for the homes that were part of the meter project. And again, this is billed monthly, and we have about 7 more years of this.
There you go. I was gonna ask when the sunset is, okay?
Yeah. Again, there's other miscellaneous types of revenue. The most common, again, we talked about first, which is the connection and capacity fees. And we talked about how I have not incorporated any new developments. Yes,
what question? So, that $335,000 a year is fairly flat, looks like, because we have a set number of that are paying a set fee. So where does that $335,000, does that go into reserves to repay the money that we spent on it, or does it
yes.
go to pay the bond, or how does that get distributed, or is it just...
It goes to pay the bond.
Goes to pay the bond.
Mm-hmm.
So the what happens when that $335,000 a year disappears?
The bond payment disappears. They're in line.
Okay.
It's a 10-year bond.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
So we're 3 years into a 10-year bond for the water meters. Thank you.
For the new developments that will be going in, Pantages and Newport Point, will they also have a water meter installed by the town, or will that be through the builder, do you know?
Through the developer. That'll be through the
developer.
Through the developer. Okay.
It'll
so
be,
this fund will go away after 7 years, basically, completely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it will go away.
It'll be part of the conditions of approval. They'll have to put water meters in.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay. Any questions on water usage?
Nope.
Or water revenue? Expenses. The fun part. Expenses. Employee salary expenses are built into the budget. We built in some salary increases, and there's also some discretionary salary built in for the board to hire the new GM. The salary wages are count 7,000 to 7,003. The salaries, overtime, and employer taxes.
What was that last part? What were you explaining? I didn't track that. What were the numbers you just?
Oh, the account numbers?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. Now,
the account numbers. 7,000.
I'm going 7,000. What's who gets paid 7,000 around here? Okay, now I'm tracking.
Hey.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
As I said first when I first got up here that the expenses are shared 40-60
sure.
For the most part. Most of the salary expenses for the water, wastewater are 40-60. So
for applicable employees.
Applicable, yes.
Right.
The landscaping crew is not part of the
sure.
Part of that community center. But your admin and your staff.
Got it.
There are other non-employee expenses that have been evaluated and estimated to reflect any contract increases, inflation, or any other additional spending needs. Veolia is our largest vendor. They have a CPI calculation built into their contract. I've estimated 2% CPI for the next fiscal year. That amount will be finalized sometime in July. Please review the listing of accounts, and I'm available to answer any questions that you might have.
For expenses?
For expenses.
Is that where you're at? Okay,
yes.
I do have a couple of
okay.
Issues, if I can find them. So, one of the things that I was... Okay. I have a problem with the... Well, let me just briefly run down here. I ran through each one of these. I don't think there was any anomalies that jumped out at me. Everything seemed to make sense. I could figure out why we may be over budget and some and under budget on others. It's just things have happened during the year, and I'm pretty much aware of that. The if you go down to the second page or whatever page, they're not numbered, 7536 and 7537.
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable with that because it doesn't describe what's happening. If you change that title of that line item to operating transfer out, that's what it functionally does. You're transferring out money, but it doesn't say why you're transferring out money. So it will be confusing not only to the board, but to anybody in the public that looks at this. They're going to go, where's your debt service? If you change that name. So either I would prefer to either leave a debt service or add debt service to that line item. And I am imagining this came through discussions between you and our auditors or something like that. But do you understand where I'm going with that?
Yeah, I think we should probably put the debt
if you,
service.
If I didn't have debt service underneath there and I went operating transfer out, why who are we transferring out money to? Right? I mean,
yes, that's
the description of the function, but not the description of why it's functioning that way.
So would the auditors be happy with debt service transfer out?
Yeah.
Can you guys come up with a solution that makes it a little clearer? That's
service
all I'm asking for.
Out.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have that same issue on the wastewater side.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing that I went, huh? What?
Yeah, I understand.
Brian, do you have any comments about this?
No.
Everything else is it's complicated, but standard status quo. I'm okay with that.
Okay. All righty. We can move on to wastewater. Let's talk about wastewater revenue. Wastewater generates its revenue through the account charged, billed and collected by the county. A resident will be billed at $1,015.08 for a residential housing unit for fiscal year 2022. Commercial accounts for wastewater are billed based on usage and the type of business and the amount of water they use. Wastewater generates miscellaneous revenue as did water from connection and capacity fees. As with water, these fees are minimal for fiscal year 2022, as no new developments are in the current budget. Another source of miscellaneous revenue has been PG&E over the last few years. PG&E has used our wastewater system to dump water. In FY20, our revenue was $143,000. In FY21, we have billed $43,000. There is no revenue for PG&E dumping into our wastewater system in our current budget. We don't know when that comes.
That was project specific, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Wastewater, as with water, has built in salary increases and discretionary.
Wait, I'm gonna go back to revenue.
I'm sorry, I just went right over
it,
didn't I?
Well, I'm curious as to why the reimbursables go away from the county.
The reimbursables aren't so much going away. They previously had us book them as revenue, so our revenue was inflated and our expenses were inflated. We're now taking it and putting it into the expenses. I'm still working on that with our auditor, and it's not that we're not getting those. They are actually going to be recorded correctly. So when wastewater gets paid back for paying the salaries, we're going to put it into the salary line so it doesn't inflate.
Let me think about that for a minute.
Okay, sure.
So were these numbers not originally included? Oh, yeah, they were. Okay. They were still there. That's why it was included as a revenue where it really wasn't a revenue. It was a break even. It was a payback. So it was included in the salary expenses because we had to pay those salaries out. We're just not going to worry about how they get paid out. They're being paid, part of the salary expense is being paid by the county, and it's just a wash.
It's just a wash, yes.
Good. Glad they caught that.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions on revenue?
No. Sorry.
I'm sorry. No, it's okay.
Hey, I anomalies jump out at me, so.
Hey, that's good. That's why I want questions. Okay. So let's move on to expenses. Wastewater, as with water, has built in salary increases and discretionary funds for the board to hire an AGM. Salary and wage information are in accounts number 7,000 to 7,003. Again, this is 60% of the breakdown of all the salaries that are water and wastewater related. If there's no questions on salaries.
I just had a quick question as far as the temporary employees. Did we have, was there something special about this last 2 years that we had to have such a high temporary employee?
We had one temporary employee for some time, and that was the receptionist position after Elizabeth left and Terry came on. Terry was temporary.
So it wasn't necessarily additional monies paid. It was paid to a temporary employee instead of under salary. So actually, the salaries would have an underrun because you paid it through the temporary employee line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're going to see that again because if somebody goes out on work on some kind of a disability and we bump up the landscaping, comes out of.
Initially, that's what I thought she was going to say, and I thought, no, that was landscaping, so that can't be the answer.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we do have a small amount in the, budget a small amount of temporary employees. We have a couple projects that are way behind in the town that we are trying to take care of the laser fish and some of that, and we might need to hire temporary personnel because there's just not enough bandwidth with the staff. So we do have small dollars in there.
I'm going to bite my tongue and let you go on. Go ahead.
Okay. Again, Veolia in wastewater is by far our largest vendor, and again, they have a 2% increase.
Now, you say that right now because you're looking at 71 through 77, is that why you're saying that? I mean, isn't that Veolia money down there?
No, Veolia is through many accounts, and they all have, they say wastewater.
Why are those? Why do we have some that are bold?
The accounts that are bold, those are accounts that I work with Aaron to budget on, and they're not admin related. such as consulting services, wastewater contract, preventative and corrective, accounts 7271 to 7275. Those are operationally driven.
Okay.
When it comes to the admin side, doing the billing and that part of the water side, I budget those, and that was for Aaron, so Aaron could know what accounts that he's directly responsible for.
Okay. I have an unrelated question that's related to the line item, but not necessarily. So we implemented a savings plan, a retirement plan for some of the employees, or a co-contributor. Am I saying this right, Mike? Where the town contributes? Can you just give us a brief update on how that was accepted? I think that happened last year, didn't it? How was that accepted by the employees, and how many of the employees are enjoying it and are grateful for it?
It was accepted very well. We have approximately 11 or 12 employees that are participating.
At some level.
And we hope to expand that next year. As we get into next year, it will be in our benefit package. And myself as an employee was very grateful, and so were my coworkers.
I mean, that was a big step for us, really, to do that. And thank you, Mike, for bringing that to us.
Well, thank you.
Well, I heard a little bit at first to say yes, but I'm glad you did now that it's done.
Well, and we have far more participation from the employees in a retirement plan than we had prior to doing this. So the employees really appreciate this incentive for them to invest in their own future retirement.
Well, they're going to appreciate it more 25 years from now when they forgot that they did that, and all of a sudden they get a little extra money every month.
Yeah, I mean, we probably doubled, if not a little bit more, our participation.
Good.
In the plan.
All right. I'm glad.
And just really quick, 11 or 12 out of how many?
19.
Oh, that's huge number then.
Thank you for that. I'm really happy that it's being handled, and that people are seeing the benefit and the use of that. Getting to consulting services, because I think you were kind of talking about that. What's lumped into consulting services? Rather than me say it, I'll ask the question. What's lumped into consulting? Who's lumped into consulting services?
I have that answer right here.
I knew you would.
Wastewater one.
It's a 7271.
Yeah. $100,000 is for our wastewater engineer, Berwick Engineering, and
okay.
That's for unrelated project work. We have.
Is that our contract with them? $100,000 a year?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have consulting services with Stantec.
Mm-hmm.
$20,000 again, that's uncapitalizable.
Okay.
In there. We have a capacity fee study that we are going to be working on this next year for $15,000. I have some small miscellaneous items such as training, HR, for about approximately $7,000.
What about Ludolf Skolmanini?
That's in water.
Oh, I'm in wastewater.
Yep.
What about Mike Urocka?
Mike Urocka is an employee, and he is in salary.
Okay, that was pretty much the reason for me asking the question. I thought I didn't know if he was a consultant or whether, but he's contracted by the hour though, as needed. So we just have a number in there, a placeholder.
We have
that he draws away from.
We have an amount in there that we figured him for the year.
And then you have to reevaluate if he tends to exceed because more projects come up, then we make adjustments as necessary.
Correct.
Okay.
And I have done that for this year.
Well, didn't need to know that, but okay. I did need to know that, but you know what I'm saying.
Hi.
Okay, thank you. That's kind of what I was wondering, kind of where Mike fell into that wastewater service contract. Okay. Oh, you know what? There was something here that I wanted. Oh, so it looks to me like what you've done with items with your 81 through 97, did you lump those all into 80? Is that why they zeroed out? 81 through 7197 zeroed out going forward. Did they get lumped into 7180? Is that why?
Yes, it did.
Okay. Floor is yours.
Any other questions on this part?
No, just the same comment about debt service, I think.
Yep, and I'll take care of that.
Okay.
All right, so, the second part of
Okay, so, are we doing water wastewater right now?
Yeah, I was
okay.
Going to do the
can I ask you a question? So we have a surplus on both accounts.
Mm-hmm.
We're collecting more than we're spending on the budgeted items. Talk about that. So we got 1.3 million or something that's in excess funds?
Yeah, now we just did a rate study last year.
Yeah.
Okay, and I compared those to our rate study for the next fiscal year. And the rate study, along with, you know, funding D&I and bond and all these things that we're going to be doing in the future, we are within we're a little light on water. We're $100,000 under compared to the rate study, which I think is going to be fine because I think we're going to end up with more water revenue if we're going to be there. And that money falls into reserves and helps fund all the projects that we're going to be doing.
Chevy projects, yeah.
Yeah, so we're within striking distance,
okay.
I'd like to say on that.
So the reason I bring that up is because
mm-hmm.
there's continually comments within or perceptions within the public that we have excess money or that we're a revenue producing operation. And so I just want to reiterate that all those excess funds end up going into reserves, but it's designed that way to replenish our reserve funds as we have to spend them for different items that we have to spend them for. And then we can make the decision whether or not to borrow money. We can spend reserves depending on how we rebuild those. But that money all goes into reserves and is budgeted to be used. It's not, doesn't sit there and just accumulate.
Correct.
Okay, just want to be clear on that.
Yes, and again, to reiterate on the wastewater side, we are actually about $30,000 over what the rate study
when you
is
say
projecting us to be at.
Our excess revenue is about $30,000 more than they say it should be?
Yeah, the rate
but
study.
On the water, but on the water side, we project $100,000 less than what they said it should be in for excess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we're pretty good on
okay.
both sides. And then this next year, it's going to be a lot of exciting stuff in water and wastewater.
That's one way to describe it.
For D&I and all
sure.
that comes through. There's going to be a lot of analysis on how we're going to move forward.
It's extremely exciting stuff.
Yes. Any other questions on the
no,
program?
You're doing a great job. Thanks,
Thank
Jill.
You. All right, so let's move to capital.
I'm sorry, Brian, did you have any?
Dude, you asked another question, so
okay.
Let's make it easy for me.
Good. Let's look at the capital projects. We now, on the capital side, again, we adopt 1 year, but we do a five-year look out for 5 years to see what we're doing over the next 5 years.
And we do that why?
Well, on the capital, you got to make sure you've got enough money to pay for them, so you need to look at a little farther.
So, but our rate study is also for 5 years, correct? So does it coincide with the rate study then?
Yeah, but this goes 1 year past the rate study.
Yeah.
We want to keep it rolling.
Hmm.
See what we've got out there, what's going to be forthcoming, and then in 4 more years, we'll be doing another rate study.
So under what recommendation do we decide that we need a well mine? I mean, where's that? Is that been? I remember I'm new to the Water Wastewater Committee. I've only had a couple of meetings in the last 3 years. So is that recommended by our consultant, or do we just know that we're going to have a drop in production from the current wells, or do we don't anticipate much more growth?
Well, we are having some problems with well 6, and so we're anticipating if well 6 is not able to be fixed properly, that we might eventually need a well 9. We've been having a lot of problems with well 6.
Well 6?
Well 6.
Aaron, we were just in a walkthrough with
well 6.
What's his name? My buddy. What's
Justin.
His name? Who? Justin.
Yep.
Show. And he didn't mention that we're having any, unless I missed that part of the conversation, I don't recall him saying that we were having production issues with well 6.
With well 1B being rehabbed currently, we're primarily been using well 6. And well 6 is given the issues being a primary well. It's throwing up some type of sulfur in the water that eats up our chlorine. So we're doing analysis on that. We dialed back the capacity rate of that well. It seemed to help, but we're still getting ready. We just pulled samples for our wells beyond our normal sampling to see what's going on. And we're actually getting been used in monitoring those samples on this as well.
Okay, so to not get too far off topic, can we put that on the agenda for the Water Wastewater Committee to discuss what the well six production as well as future well? I'm just a little interested in discussing that deeper, and I don't want to do it in this meeting.
No problem.
Thank you.
I just also want to add on this whole well nine.
Now, I think it's a good idea. I'm just wondering what stimulated it, that's all.
Well, the other thing that stimulated it is the Sakini property is moving forward through the county. And there may be, if that property develops, we're going to probably be looking at another well somewhere out there.
Oh, I would think
this is
for 2,300 more homes, I'm thinking at least another well.
Right. So the idea here is let's put something in there just as a placeholder to start saying, you know, we need to be thinking about this in case any of these events trigger.
Okay, thank you.
Eric, I just had a quick question, though. I know it's a little off topic, but when you say we're rehabbing the well, what does that mean? What does well rehabbing mean?
So rehabbing a well, when you first bring a well online, that's its 100%. As the years go on, things happen, clogging, quality of the water, whatever. And as you start to see that decline of the well, the capacity coming up, that's your moment to rehab the well. So basically, you pull the pump, the motor out, you go in, you camber it, you chemically treat it, bring out whatever materials in there, and then put it back online to see what gain, if any, you got back.
Got it. So because there's a line item for well 6 rehab, so are we thinking if well 6 rehab doesn't work, that's where the...
You generally typically just want to schedule for wells to be rehabbed every 6-10 years, depending on how old they are, and seeing how that well is now 10 years old.
Got it.
Yeah, it's just finally gotten to the point. You know, that used to be our newest well when I started on the board. When I started on the board, that was our newest well. Now it's the third oldest. This didn't say much for me. Okay.
We will be reviewing these projects. We also will be taking any projects that we, any monies that were not spent at the end of the year, an example. Deny any extra budget money. We know we're going to spend that budget money at the end of the year. If we don't have it, we will roll that over.
Sure.
Right now, we think we're going to spend it 100%. So the year, the 21-22 numbers will be tweaked all the way towards the end.
Uh-huh.
Any other questions on water capital?
What's stabilization soil?
Stabilization soil?
What's the, what we spend $12,500 on Tanmark, or what stabilization soils?
Get my technical firm.
Do you know what that refers to? Just out of curiosity.
I believe that has to do with the Newport and Willow Lake.
Okay. Yeah.
The soil.
The pipe, the underwater pipelines.
No. Just the actual physical sites of our Newport and Willow Lake water.
Stabilization.
Okay. Basically just making sure
somebody put that in there.
Spreading.
We have $256,000 for it in 5 years from now, so
yeah.
It's a substantial something.
Yeah.
This is Waterside, so don't ask any stupid questions, Kevin. Okay.
All right. Let's go to wastewater capital.
Whoa.
Again, the de-nitrification project is our biggest project. That bid will be coming July timeframe or June timeframe?
May.
For what?
The bid for the D9.
Yep.
Once that comes in, finance committee will be very busy.
So
that's at that time that we'll analyze what we can do.
And we pretty much know what that, I mean, this is an estimated price, but we know when it's going to start and end because we have a deadline that's given to us by the state on that.
Absolutely.
Lift station rehab, do we just schedule, what lift station's up for rehab?
Right now it's lift station D.
Which is where?
It's all the way, so you know if you're going down the boulevard and you know you pass those two center islands?
Yeah.
It's right on that bend from there.
On the
left hand side.
On the left, by that big house, that it's
Right, it's almost in somebody's front yard.
It is in somebody's front yard.
That's what I thought, yeah. It's that, and the house has got the sideways garage,
yes,
I think, yeah. So that one's just up for scheduled rehab?
Yes.
Okay.
Upgrade the PLC and stuff.
Yeah, like we did over here to this one a couple years back.
F, I think J was the last one before that was S.
Okay.
R was before that one. I think F was the first one we did.
Okay. Sorry, let's see.
Well, I gotta imagine the lift station rehab is a lot different than the pump station rehab as far as nastiness.
They're quicker. They're quicker, but yeah, it's a definitely different ballgame.
The employees move faster.
So you're going to be bringing back to us some solar dryer. You're going to be bringing some stuff to the wastewater committee about the solar dryers. I've heard through the grapevine. Okay. But we know that there's going to need to be some sort of something done. They're just old.
Yeah.
Plastic only lasts so long, right?
Well, the wind's been tearing them up.
Apparently, it's not doing too well with the transmission towers either.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, then for the last part of the water, we have the combined capital projects. And the biggest one on that page is a new district office. We moved that all into next fiscal year. Hopeful, but we need to push it out a little bit.
Well, I already had this discussion with Dina, but in all reality, if we were to start bidding it today, it wouldn't all go into next year because you wouldn't get it bid out, you wouldn't get it permitted, you wouldn't get it. So that really is something that's going to spread out over at least 2, if not 3 years. Okay.
All right. So I think we've completed water and wastewater.
Now the interesting stuff.
All right. Zone 8. We all in Zone 8?
Mm-hmm.
You are.
Okay. Let's talk about Zone 8. Zone 8 receives 80% of its funding through the property tax, the 1% of the 1%. This consists of the residential and commercial property tax as well as commercial personal property tax on commercial equipment, etc. Current amounts are estimates. Revenue will be updated when the appropriations are posted. Those will come later in the budgeting process. The community center generates rental and program income. The program income that is generated is at a cost of 75%. Income is $100, an example income is $100, the instructor gets $75. The budget assumes the pool will open by July 1st and the COVID restrictions are lifted to start our community programming. Anybody want to talk about salaries? Or revenue, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yep. At least it's making something.
All right. Again, as in with water and wastewater, salary increases have been built in. Salaries for the landscaping crew are charged to the zone where the work is performed. These budgets are estimates, actuals are recorded when they are paid. Any questions on salaries from account 7,000? Yes.
Why does it go down next year?
This last year we had a lot of projects in Zone 8, and we were able to fund the Zone 8 with extra money from last year and not having the community center open and not spending those salaries. So we spent an exorbitant amount of time in Zone 8 doing the private and the boulevard.
So what's the ratio? How do you split out salaries and wages between the different zones? Is there a ratio you use for that? Just like
I work with Bill, and we kind of work at where the work is at. And so the assumption was made, let me get my paper out right here. The assumption was made that we spent a lot of time in Zone 8 this last year. doing a lot of work, and that next year it would go more into the special zones and into zone 9. So currently, zone 8 was approximately 30% of the landscaper's time. They spend a little bit in water and wastewater, keeping those areas clean of weeds and et cetera. We moved up zone 9, I believe, to 12%, and the special zones are at 40 to 45.
Okay. So it's not as cut and dried as water, wastewater, where you just go 60-40. You try to it's based on workloads?
Yes.
Yeah, it's based on where they spend their time, but that's the labor. There's other things that can be a set formula, such as the vehicles, those fixed costs.
Well, bills cost, is that set, or does that go with the same formula of time spent in each?
That I don't.
Viola, did you say?
Bill.
Bill, his.
Are we still paying him?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he records his time in the zones that he's working to.
Okay.
But when we go to buy a landscape vehicle, we go to buy a rake, we go to buy these things, because that's all split up by a formula that pays based on...
Because it's not, that rake's not only used in zone 8, it could be used in zone 9 or in a special zone or whatever.
Well, it's a split percentage.
Right.
I think, yeah, and that doesn't change. It's, but,
okay.
Yeah.
I just had a question. So regarding the landscaping time allocation, and maybe I'm just not looking at this through clear eyes, which would be the first time. So... regardless of the revenue generated by the zone, the timing, the time spent in those zones don't correlate, if I'm reading that correctly.
Our revenue is flat. The maintenance does vary that we need to do in the zones. So it is not, you know, some years we'll spend a higher percentage of revenue than other years working in that zone, depending on the needs in the zone. Did I make that clear? So, I mean, for example, this year, when Bill and I sat down to go through the percentages, we looked at the budget, and we looked at all the time that he was spent and what's coming up. And he believes that this next year, we're going to spend more time in Zone 9 and the special zones doing projects, getting things done, than we, like last year, we spent in Zone 8. We spent more time in Zone 8 doing all these projects at the boulevard and the fronts and all the weeds.
And I understand that. So I guess I'm looking for you guys to calibrate me a little bit here.
Yeah.
So I look at it, wouldn't the division of time be based on the amount of revenue generated from that zone?
Yeah, I could see where you'd say, okay.
And please, I mean.
Well, we don't get revenue from the special zones. We have a set amount of money there. So that's it for the special
correct.
Zones. And they get charged there. Do you see what you're saying? That, you know, if you took zone 8 and zone 9, you took the revenue on both sides, added it up, you'd say, okay, you get 2/3 of the cost and you get 1/3 of the cost. Say that was the breakdown. We don't do it that we don't. We do it with what the zone can tolerate, of course, looking at that, but we have to get what maintenance needs to be done and the zone needs to be done. So it does fluctuate.
Okay, the other issue is we get a certain set amount of money in a zone. And so you may spend less in, for example, zone 9, we just bought a big thing of playground equipment, et cetera.
Right.
So that means when we look at the time that we're spending in there, we're going to be spending less time because it all comes out of the same bucket, the salary, the fixed costs, the capital costs, all of that comes out of the same, you know, one set of income. So we're not, you can't cross over and say a certain percentage of your time is just based on what the income levels are because it's different. You may spend a higher portion of that, of the Ravenswood bucket of money, you may spend a higher portion of that on playground equipment and capital costs than you do on the labor. So you're actually spending less time in there to make the dollars work.
Ah, see, that's the missing element because I was just looking strictly from the dollar per household that's being contributed, thinking that it should then equate to a certain percentage of time, but the money's not just going to time, it's also going to capital improvement projects.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. I had,
do I have to hear about that anymore?
No,
I'm not enough money in my zone because I've given more. I'm glad that it was an aha moment for you, though, because I know it was bothering you. That's good.
Well, it still bothered me, but
Also, in zone eight, you know, you see the salary lines here. Also, when you come down, you have that they fund the community center too, and those salaries are in the 8,000 accounts.
I think we should add, put an added tax to zone nine because they also use the community center and they don't pay for it. So I think we should add money to zone nine. Would you be in favor of that, Director Patel?
I'd be in favor of the zone overlay that we've talked about many times.
All right, anyway, enough of the kidding around. Go ahead.
Okay, so any questions on expenses? I did mention that the pool is in for the full 12 months. We expect it will be open by, the budget expects it will be open by July 1st. Estimates. And when it comes down to the pool, if you go down, if the accounts that start with 8,000 are the community center accounts. Let me get to that before I go right away.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I just wanted to touch on something that I did is a little bit different, and I did it so we could see the different costs. Account 8,000 is salary and wages.
Yeah.
That is for community center staff, and that's permanent staff. That's percentage of, you know, the admin staff that helps them with the community center and the community center staff.
So what are 7,000 wages, salaries and wages?
Those are landscaping. Okay, and then if you go below this, that 8,000, 8,002, it says payroll accrual. That's just the account name. I have 93,000.
Yeah.
Those are the part-time community center staff and lifeguards. I just thought it would be nice to know that number outside of the salary and wages.
It's nice to know that number, but if the title doesn't let you know
what
that number is, then we're at a loss for why that's nice.
Yes, I will change that for
you. Okay. You like temporary employees or seasonal employees or whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
Seasonal staff.
I like that though.
Okay, so back down to the community center side.
Yeah.
Estimates for utilities, chemicals, pool maintenance were based on historical information and some analysis of potential savings with a more efficient pool. We did go through like the chlorine and the water and the electricity since we're gonna have better pumps. We won't have leaks and we won't have to put so much chlorine in and refill it.
I just want to add a little bit of this is some voodoo budgeting,
sure.
Because we don't truly have an historical record of this. And this, when the pool's fully up and running this coming fiscal year, that will end up being really our base standards to work from in the future. So we just want the board and this committee to realize this is on our best guess, if you will.
Are we getting all new? Is it all? Is the equipment for the pool all brand new?
I think.
Are we reusing any? Are we reusing any of the existing?
The heaters.
I'm sorry.
The heaters are being reused. Is that what you're talking about? The heaters and the filters.
I've never had a house with a pool, so I don't know what kind of equipment you need for a pool, but.
Yeah, those have been removed. They're being stored, and then once it's done, they'll be put back.
But
some
all
new, some repurposed.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I did want to point out one account, in case anybody looks, and this is account 8255. We have $29,000, and that is the donation expenditures, and over the last couple years, we haven't been able to expend any of those donations. There are items that we got from Veolia, donations we got from Veolia, Summer Jam, all sorts of different things that we've added up. And we're going to expend them this year to buy when the pool opens. So.
Yeah, this is the money we're talking about putting the, to do the lawn, to do, you know, some of the signs and some of the attenuant things that are going to come with opening up a new pool.
Okay.
There is another $10,000 that the Lions Club is going to be donating for the pool as well, so you could include that in there.
I have that.
Okay.
Great. So, any more questions on zone?
Nope.
Eight. Okay, zone 8 capital projects. we just have one in there for this next year. For the median landscape replacement, those are the islands that are on Discovery Bay Boulevard. I know you guys were talking earlier with the out there about the decking and all that kind of thing. The reserves in Zone 8, they mainly consist right now of our emergency funds, the Hoffman money, which we have not spent any of it. We have the money set aside for the pool, and then we had a little over 100,000, it's not final yet, what we have in there for funds that, you know, are not restricted. So we just had that go in there. So many of the improvements that we want to do in Zone 8 may have to be funded by, you know, have to be taken under consideration to offer the money depending on what they are.
Okay.
Because the pool is costing us.
No, I'm with you. Let's leave that alone. Talk about that later. Go ahead.
All right. Any questions on zoning?
Well, I just have a question. So on the medium landscape project, Billy, just talking about, because there's several landscaping mediums.
The two mediums that are available.
Is $40,000 enough to do those two?
We have $40,000 in there now.
I mean, so, but you're talking about the two where the lift station is that, or?
Yeah.
So that, but what about Willow Lake? Is that going to?
That would be another similar amount of money.
And then we have South Point and North Point
and
Discovery Point.
Zone 9, if we're okay with Zone 8.
Ooh, I love Zone 9.
I know. I have a big speech for you. Yeah. All right.
Lower my expectations.
So 9 is funded by an annual per resident assessment. For FY 2021, the assessment was $714.84 per home. This year, for the budgeting purposes, I have increased the revenue by 1%. No increase has been approved as the engineering report has not been prepared.
I'd like to see that increase by at least 30%. Just for a matter of discussion. Go ahead.
Anyway, again, salaries and wages include for salary increases. If we get on the expense side, if there's no questions on the revenue side, there's not much revenue. Besides the assessment, we get some reimbursement for the vehicle expense back from the county.
Pretty cut and dry. Any questions?
And any surplus, net revenues over expenditures, goes into Zone 9 reserves. And only can be spent on Zone 9 as the Zone 8 reserves go into Zone 8. For Zone 9 capital projects, we really don't have anything in it for the next year, and it looks like we're going to have something in 2022-23 with the wild enhancements? Or
wild that's actually the alias that Brian's using. It's the new landscaping in his house.
He wasn't supposed to say anything. I think
I don't know what that is. What is that? Who's what? Wildy?
Wild Drive?
Wild Drive.
Corridor. Wild Drive Corridor.
Where's that located?
On the east side of Slifer Park area as you go around towards Poe.
Where's my house?
Where the fence is always falling down?
Yes.
That,
instead of making a right to go to his house,
that waste,
go left.
That waste area?
From there.
Okay. All right.
So what's the project though?
Right.
Do you have a project in mind?
Enhancement, but
just along where the fencing is, or all that. Yeah.
Okay.
It's for where it was going to be at. All right, this completes my budget review. I've got a couple items that you guys.
Hey, that's so easy.
Did you have any?
You have another page.
Questions?
that is very confusing.
Oh, the admin page, I'm sorry, it's stuck
yes,
to my
it's very confusing because when I think of administrative department, I think of you.
No, this is where we flush through the county.
Okay,
the
can we find a name that would be more appropriate for it than administrative? Because it's really, it would be, I think of the office being administrative. So when I see that here, I'm like, so what are we, what is, why is it, does it be, why are we doing landscaping around the offices or what are we doing? It just is another confusing term. So maybe special districts or whatever it truly is would
okay.
be helpful. Thank you.
What about special district administration?
That would be fine. If administrative needs to be in there, that's good. I've got no problem with that. But because I think, you know, administrative department, if you say that to anybody, any of the board members are going to think it's you guys. Okay, that's
great.
All.
All right, so now I'm sure I don't have another page. I didn't stick together. Is there any other questions?
No, good job, Julie.
All right, I'm going to proceed and I will do updates as required, and we will have the board workshop on May 20th.
We will.
Board budget workshop.
Did that memo go out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
did Mr. Graves forget to put that on his calendar? Who's keeping my May 20th TODB annual budget? Apparently, I didn't forget. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. Don't get rid of this yet.
Public comment.
Yeah, so this is the point where if anybody has any comment they would like to make about the proposed budget, this would be the time to ask any questions or to make any comments, excuse me. Is there anybody out there that would like to make a comment with regards to the proposed budget? And if you sat through all that, I'll even let you ask a question. Okay, I don't hear any public comment, so I'll close public comment, and I will move on to future agenda items. I don't think we have any. We'll leave that up to your guys to put together,
yep.
And I would adjourn.